My guest on Book Notes this month is Baltimore author Danielle Arellano. She's out with The Requirement of Grief, a memoir, and this will be launched on Sunday, April 21st. And it's such a pleasure to have Danielle on the line. Welcome to Book Notes.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that you were in the process of writing about a complicated relationship that you had with your sister when she died by suicide. And so, in effect, you were really writing as you were starting to experience this process of grief. And that is such a hard thing to do, to get distance from something that is so monumental. How do you think you managed that in the writing experience?
It was really a strange book to write, I guess, in some ways. And one of the ways was that I really was, for a long time, sort of grieving the loss of my sister, even before she died. And so when she finally died, I felt in some ways like I did have distance a little bit, but it also felt really raw and really fresh, I guess. And I did need to take time and to work through a lot of drafts before I felt like I could get the distance. But I also felt that in some ways, you know, the immediate writing helped to capture something that probably would have been lost if I had gone back later to do it.
Obviously, as a memoirist, one knows that it can't just be a cathartic experience for you. And every single person who suffers grief suffers it in their very own individual way. But I wonder what sort of meeting point you are hoping for with your readers.
The shift in my thinking went from writing to sort of get everything out and to help me process to switching and kind of thinking about the audience and what I wanted them to get. And they become, I don't know, almost like a person. And you're not writing to them necessarily, but you have to think about them and about what their experience of your book is going to be. But I really hope that the audience gets the experience that I went through and understands a little bit about, you know, what it's like to live with, I think, any illness. I think it's hard to love people through any type of illness. So I'm hoping that that comes across.
So ultimately then, what is the requirement of grief?
The way I wound up working to that title was in one of the chapters I was writing. And the thing that really became clear to me was that grief's requirement, and in some ways I think it's the only requirement, is that it must be carried. I mean, you have to carry it. You bring it with you everywhere, and you always carry the grief, even, you know, at the happiest of moments and the most joyous moments. They're not the same as they were before you experienced that loss.
The book is The Requirement of Grief. It's a memoir by Danielle Arellano, which will be released on April 21st. This is a Sunday, and at 4 p.m. at the Ivy Bookshop, I will be in conversation with Danielle, so this is by way of a preview. Any further information you would like is on Danielle's website, which is danielleareano.com. Congratulations, Danielle. This is just a gorgeous book.
Thank you so much, Judith. I appreciate it.